everyone, and welcome to Take-Two Radio. I'm Pam, your host, and with me today co-hosting is David. Hello, David.
Hi, Pam. How are you this evening?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. I almost wanted to say good afternoon because the sun's still outside. I can't get used to that.
I can't either.
Although it's a good thing. So I bet it's sunny in California where our guest is from, and we will find that out right now. Today we welcome TV and film actress Teresa Castillo, best known as the lovable Sabrina Santiago on General Hospital. Hello, Sabrina.
Hi.
No, we will call you Teresa. It's so hard. I mean, you know, when you watch somebody every single day and you know them by a character, it's so hard to say the real names, you know?
Yeah, I guess so. It's funny because a lot of people on the set actually call me by my character name. It's funny because when I first started on the show, Jason would have to redo some of his takes because he kept referring to me as Teresa during the take instead of Sabrina. And I think there was like one time where we were going to move on, and I was like, wait, you said my name. And then sure enough, yes, we had to do it over.
They have the exact opposite problem that we do then.
Yeah. So funny.
How many people call you Sabrina on the streets now?
On the streets? You know, it's interesting because I didn't really get recognized for a really long time. Now that I finally look like myself, I'm starting to get recognized. But, yeah, there will be, like, a random person who, like, screams it from across the street, and they're, like, come running up to me crying, which is really sweet. But, yeah. It's fun. It's fun to meet the fans and see how excited they get. And it's funny because I know that we shoot this, but I feel like it just comes to my TV. And I forget
that's funny.
That it goes to other people's living rooms as well. So it's always fun.
How long did it take you to get used to it? I mean, when somebody would yell Sabrina on the street, do you automatically turn around now?
Well, yeah, I mean, I answer to it because I'm used to seeing her now. Yeah, it's funny because they'll get this, like, they get this, like, look in their eye of, like, recognizing you. And, you know, sometimes they'll say something, sometimes they won't. It's really fun and sweet to play the game, though.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I can't even imagine walking down the street and somebody, you know, calling my name all the time. So that has to be something that you really get used to or you don't get used to. I can't see maybe in between.
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't happened a whole lot. I think in L.A. you're used to seeing familiar faces on the street. So
that's true.
We don't really point each other out or you know, sometimes if you really like someone's voice, then you'll go up to them and let them know. But for the most part, you don't really acknowledge to them that you know
them. Right.
So it hasn't happened a whole lot. But I don't know if I'll get used to it.
Well, as long as it's always, you know, a good meeting of somebody and not somebody being mean, then that's a good thing. That's something
right,
we can live with.
Coming at me with a baseball bat.
Right.
Can you imagine?
I don't see that happening to you, though.
I know. Probably maybe.
No, maybe.
You might need a bodyguard.
Well, let's find out a little bit more about Teresa. When did you know you wanted to be an actress?
When did I know I wanted to be an actress? Well, I guess I made the official decision a few years ago. I've always loved performing. Whether it was, I grew up dancing, and then I moved to singing, and now I'm acting. So it all kind of intertwines, you know. But I'm definitely just focusing on acting now. I've always just loved entertaining and pretending to be someone else, and you can do that through dance or singing as well.
That's true.
Yeah, it's always kind of been in me.
And it's a good thing you did do the dancing and the singing because that works well with acting.
Yeah, they all tend to go hand in hand sometimes. So right. It's really nice to get to do the other, you know, when I get to mix them up.
Well, what was your first role?
My first role on TV or on screen or on stage or serious?
I guess a serious role, yeah, like TV or film.
On TV, I did an episode of Cold Case where it was called Bombers. And I played, I think I was supposed to be 14 years old, and the year was supposed to be 1982, and I played kind of like this tough chick who was like attacking.
Well, how did you get the role?
I auditioned for Michael Testa. And I went in there, and I had my audition, and then he wanted me to stay for a callback. So then I went out, and I called my my acting coach, and I was on the phone with him coaching and trying to get everything right. And so I went back in, and I read with the director and the writer, and then I got a call later that afternoon from my agent saying that I got it, and I'm like, wait, are you sure? Because I didn't feel like I was, like, this character at all. You know, she's, like, complete opposite of me, but they were sure. So I guess it was believable.
A lot of dancing around the house at that time, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's always dancing around the house, no matter what you get. You know, it's always, like, it's always fun to book a role, you know.
Right.
So
I mean, that's what you're in it for, so, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you go on so many auditions, and you drive around hell, and sometimes you get several in a day, and it's you're constantly hustling, and so when you get that call that you book something, it's a big deal.
Yeah, I can imagine. What was it like to see yourself on TV for the first time?
What was that like? It's a little weird.
Did you watch yourself?
I did. And the thing is I'm a perfectionist, so I'm never fully pleased with anything that I do. I always feel like there can be more. There's more that can be done or I could have done.
Mm-hmm.
So I always kind of have a hard time. So I'm like picking things apart on what I can. It's hard for me to be objective when I'm watching myself. And I think that stands for a lot of actors. I think I know that a lot of actors don't even watch because then they'll get in their heads. So I should probably start doing that.
Yeah, I've heard that from other actors as well that I've interviewed. And either they're really picky or they just go with the flow. There's no in-between on that either.
Right.
Or they just don't watch themselves. That's it.
Right, yeah.
Well, you've been on a lot of TV series like iCarly, How I Met Your Mother, Bones, The Secret Life of a Teenager, and more. And now you're on a soap. What's different for you with being on a TV series versus a soap?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you get a lot more rehearsal on other shows, and the material is a lot less
right
for the day. So it's really different in that sense. It's definitely boot camp for actors.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like after this, I'll be able to do anything because you really just have to be on your toes and you have to be able to just soak everything in really fast and be able to let it out and be believable. And it's crazy. You don't get the takes that you would get on other shows. Like for Bones, I feel like I did this one scene like 30 times, and he had me like changing it every single time. So, you know, if you do it enough times, you're getting comfortable enough with it and just becomes second nature, and you can mm-hmm. really play and try different things. Here, it's like one shot and that's it. Whether you like it or not, you're moving on. Sometimes you'll get a second shot or maybe a third. But, it's really, really fast-paced, really intense.
it almost makes sense for an actor or an actress to start on a soap opera and then go into film or TV, you know, series. Because
exactly.
That way you would learn everything.
Yeah, I think so. I feel like, I mean, yeah, it's just the best training ground. I feel like when I start doing other shows or start doing other stuff, I'm going to be impatient because I'm so used to like fast pace now.
I know, I've heard that too. Especially like movies, when you go from a soap to a movie and they take forever to, you know, film something. And
yeah.
I can't even imagine sitting there. You've got to be, you know, going insane.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, how did you get the role of Sabrina?
Well, Mark Teschner found me. He was watching an episode of Franklin and Bash that I was in. And this was, I believe it was like some point, not last year, but the year before. And so he brought me in for the role of Dolores Padilla, I think it was Padilla, the one that Rebecca...
Rebecca Montoya?
Yes, thank you, that Rebecca Montoya got. So I went in for that, and I ended up testing. I actually tested with Jason, and at the end of the day, I wasn't right for it at all, but I knew that Mark was a big fan, and so I just had a feeling that we were going to work together at some point. And then about a year ago, a little over a year ago, I went in for the role of Aria. I think I said it was Maya before, Aria.
Hmm.
So I went in, and then I never heard anything, and then I had like a call back and just didn't hear anything for a while, and then suddenly, months later, there was a producer's call, and then 1 month after that, it was the test. And so it was a pretty long process. I had gone in for other things, booked other things, and then it was a lot of stuff happened in between my auditions, so it wasn't really, it was kind of in the back of my mind. So then it was like a Thursday where I tested, and there were 9 girls testing, and Frank Valentini had us all get dolled up and looking beautiful. And the scene was, it was a it was Aria at the time, the nerdy character, and then she walks out of the elevator, sees Patrick, turns around, starts talking to herself, and then he, like, walks up to her, and suddenly she's in this daydream where she's beautiful, and they're both talking, and she's trying to convince him that they should be together, and then she snaps out of it, and she's back to the nerdy girl again. So that was the scene. So we all shot the beautiful part first, run downstairs. He had us take all of our makeup off, put these scrubs on, put a pair of like glasses on, and I picked like the biggest set of glasses that they had on the tray. They were much bigger than the ones that Sabrina wears now. And then I had them draw a unibrow on me, and then... like a side half on the top of my head. I'm like standing in the elevator, and I looked in the mirror, and I'm like, God, I just look so ridiculous. And I thought, you know, I'm just gonna go. This is so much fun. I'm standing because you're supposed to step out of the elevator and trip. Standing in the elevator, I'm thinking, okay, this girl, I feel like this girl should have a lisp. The way that I'm looking right now, I should probably have a lateral lisp. And I'm thinking, do I do it? And I thought there, like, one or two things could happen. They could either love it or they'll kick me out for not taking it seriously. And so I took the biggest risk, and I ended up doing the whole scene like this.
Oh,
oh,
oh.
Oh.
And I just committed, and I did the whole thing, and they didn't stop me. Two words that like I kept getting tripped up on and I couldn't get out, so I would like repeat myself over and over, and it was just they ended up I guess I got like a they laughed out loud in the booth, and Frank Valentini over the loudspeaker was like, "That was fantastic, Teresa," and that was it. And I went home and I was just like so thrilled because it was the first time I felt like I fully let go and gave it my all and took a huge risk, and I felt like I was bold that day. And And I remember just thinking, like, if I don't get this role, I'll be okay with that because I had so much fun playing this person just for this one day. So, and then a few days later, I get the call, and my husband and I start like crying, and we're just so thrilled because I really fell in love with this girl.
Yeah.
So I'm just so thankful that I get to be here.
My gosh, I can't even imagine being Jason Thompson during that scene. I just can't. I mean, my gosh.
Oh,
I don't know how he kept it together.
Yeah. And just, like, this huge unibrow. I was, like, hunched over, like, big glasses, crazy hair. I was fully, fully committed.
I love it. I think you need to put that audition tape out on YouTube because I would love to see that. I swear you'd probably get a million hits in one day.
I haven't seen it. I can watch it.
Oh, you got to ask Frank for it.
I know.
I have tears coming out of my eyes. It's just too funny. Because I can picture it in my head, you know.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. I had a, I was, it was hard for me not to laugh, too.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. The thoughts that must have been going through your head, too.
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch General Hospital before you got the role?
No, I didn't. I don't watch a ton of TV as it is. I watched some novelas growing up, but I didn't really watch... Well, I guess, yeah, I had seen other American soap operas here and there. I watched for a bit here and there, but no, I hadn't really watched General Hospital. No, I watched.
Do you speak Spanish?
I do, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Because I used to watch those telenovelas and not understand half of what they were saying, but the place that I worked at, this one call center, we had a small black and white TV, and this one girl used to watch her show all the time. And then, you know, she would kind of explain, but then you could see by what they were doing, you kind of knew what was going on.
Yeah.
And then she was off for a couple days, and I was so lost. I called her up at home. I said, "You got to tell me what's going on," because I was so into it, you know. It was funny.
Okay. Yeah, but I mean, every once in a while, I'll come across, like, a Korean soap opera, and just, like, you get sucked in, you know? You don't know what they're saying, but you can feel it.
Yeah. I have another friend that watches the Korean soap operas, too, but she understands it.
Oh, yeah. Funny.
Well, when you kissed Jason Thompson for the first time, was that your first on-air kiss, and were you nervous?
Was it my first on-air kiss?
Mm-hmm.
Yes and yes. I was.
What
I was
went
nervous.
Through your head?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Like, there's so much buildup with the Sabrina character and her being so nerdy. And, I mean, I started to feel like her because I would walk through the halls and... all these women, all these beautiful actresses have, like, their gorgeous soap hair and their beautiful, like, mini skirts and, like, and their makeup is, like, perfect. And here I am in, like, huge scrubs, fuzzy hair, no makeup, glasses. Mm. And, they, you know, starting, you know, it, I mean, he's a great-looking dude. And he's nice.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean... It wasn't so bad. no, I was nervous. Of course. Of course I was nervous because, I believed it. In that moment, I was Sabrina, you know, and I mean, that's what you you're supposed to do. So she was nervous, so I was nervous.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to me, for me to picture because, of course, I'm not an actor, but, you know, how you get yourself totally into that zone to believing that you are that character at that moment. Are there some tricks for that?
Well, I mean, for me, a big thing is shoes. Shoes and what you're wearing. I am very connected to what I'm wearing and how my hair is and the appearance of it all, how it all feels on. So I feel like you carry yourself the way that you feel in your clothes. So the physicality comes instantly with whatever I'm wearing. You're saying, wait, so the question was, is it hard to feel what they're feeling?
Well, to be in that character, right, to zone yourself out of your, out of Teresa and be Sabrina.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, you can always use what you're feeling as your own person to begin with. So you start with wherever you are at emotionally. You know, if I'm nervous about getting the scene right and Sabrina's nervous, well, then that's what I'm going to use, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So you, kind of your own personal feelings on that then works well together.
You always kind of got to pull from whatever your experiences are, what you've been through, or what you're feeling in that moment. And sometimes it completely contradicts what the character is going through. But luckily, I was nervous a lot for a long time. And so was Sabrina. So that worked out in my favor.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Well, who took you under their wing when you were, you know, when you first started on General Hospital, kind of showed you the ropes and walked you through things?
Well, Jason did. I mean, he was always there to lend an ear, and he always gave me just kind of like advice on how to handle situations when I'm up there and I don't feel like I can focus, you know, on the spot. And he's been a really good friend and a big help. And I mean, what a person to learn from, you know, and he's so talented.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel so lucky to have him as a scene partner. So he really did. And then now Becky and I have gotten pretty close. And so I'm always going to her for advice, and we chat and we have lunch. And I mean, it's just such a warm environment. You learn so much from anybody there. Emily Wilson and I were in the hallway the other day, and Jane Elliott and Sonola Hughes came by, and we were just all talking in the hallway, and we were talking about shots and how to, you know, how to get out of your head. And it's just like, I mean, just pieces of gold that you're getting from
mm-hmm.
these actresses who've done this for so long, and they've mastered it. And I mean, just watching them work. I mean, I remember one day it was like my first day on set, and Jane was doing a scene, and she had to throw a necklace at the door or something, and I remember I was just, like, mesmerized watching her. So, I mean, you just can learn from so many people there. I feel so thankful. It really is like a boot camp.
Right, right. I can't imagine even meeting Jane, let alone working with her and some of the other people that have been on there forever. And, I mean, I've been watching General Hospital for, gosh, probably 30 years, you know, and I love each and every person that is there, and even, you know, the new characters that come in, we fall in love with all of you. I would be nervous meeting you, even though I'm talking to you on the phone like it's nothing.
Oh my God. I'd be more nervous meeting you.
I would be like Sabrina. I would be tripping over my words.
That's really funny.
Well, it's true. I mean, you know, anybody that you're a fan of, you know, and you meet them in person, it's so hard to sound like you're a normal person, you know, to get the words out. It's just, I don't know what it is. You just get caught, and your mouth just doesn't want to work.
Well, it becomes bigger than that person. It becomes bigger than you. It's kind of, it's like what they represent and what, I mean, the work that they've done. It's just like, yeah, I know exactly what you're thinking. I mean, I know exactly what you're saying. I completely understand. I get like that all the time. I mean, sometimes with people that I meet, and I just get kind of like tongue-tied and just beside myself.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you're human after all, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, who do you look up to in the industry? Who would you feel that moment with if you met them?
Well, definitely Meryl Streep.
Oh, yeah.
Down. I really admire Kate Blanchett's work.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching Mark Ruffalo. Is it Ruffalo? Ruffalo?
Oh, I love him. Ruffalo.
Yes. I was watching Now You See Me yesterday. God, everything that he's been, I'm just like, hi.
Me too.
I made eye contact with him in elevator once, and it like made my life.
Oh my god!
No, it was like a passing moment, and I got so excited inside.
Oh,
but I didn't
gosh.
Show it.
I can't even imagine. I was excited when he tweeted me.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, when my second son was in the military, he was in the Marines, and he was deployed for the holidays. And so I was asking a lot of the different actors on Twitter if they would write him, you know, just a quick email wishing him a happy holiday, just to give him something that was kind of like my gift to him. And
mm-hmm.
Mark was one of them that did that. So I was just floored. Him and George Lopez, I mean, my gosh. And so many of the soap people as well. I mean, they did so much, you know, for somebody that's deployed that they don't even know.
Yeah.
And I was so grateful to them.
Wow. That's really cool.
Yeah, it was. David, I think you have some questions. Why don't you go ahead? I've still got a couple, but I don't want to hog the whole time.
That's okay. Teresa, your on screen relationship with little Brooke Lynn comes out very maternal.
Oh.
So
that's good. That's how it should be.
Yeah.
So my question.
I'm glad.
My question is, well, it just left. Hold on a minute.
What did you do?
No, it flipped me. What is it like working with her, and has it set off any longing for you on becoming a mother yourself?
What is it like working with her? It's my favorite. We have so much fun. I got to work with her actually this morning. It's always the highlight of my day is Brooklyn's going to be on set. We have a lot of fun just playing, and I get hugs that are written into the script. So
mm-hmm.
I like, really cherish those. No, we have a lot of fun. I mean, she's just a fantastic kid, and she's so smart, and she's just so sweet and adorable. How could you not love her, you know?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She's,
yes. I mean, someday, yeah, I think I would love to have children. I have two nieces. So I spent a lot of time with little girls. I mean, they're not so little anymore. They're 12 and 14. But, yeah, so I guess I've learned to really relate. And obviously I was a little girl at one point, so.
Yeah.
No, yeah, definitely at some point I would love to have children.
One or 12?
One or 12.
Oh, 12. No, I'm kidding. You know, it's funny because I had these neighbors growing up, and they had 12. And
really?
They were all so, yeah, it's crazy like how siblings can be so different growing up in the same household. But, yes, not 12. Maybe 2, 5.
Well, I have four, and that's kind of like a happy medium. It's not that I chose to have four, but I have four.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't have any children either. I have one nephew, one niece, and they're in their teens.
Yeah.
David's children are his kitty cats.
Mm-hmm.
Kitty cat. Mine's a dog. She's very much my child. I post pictures of her all the time.
What kind of dog is it?
It's a Cocker Spaniel. She's orange. She's got a tail.
Aww.
7 years old. Yeah. Very sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Animal.
I have two Yorkies.
Aww.
And they're my babies, especially my girl one. She's my baby. She never leaves me. As a matter of fact, she's looking at me right now because I'm on the phone and ignoring her. She doesn't like that.
Yeah,
Yorkies are really smart.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
David, did you have other questions?
Yeah. Speaking of our children, how did you get involved with the Animal Wow video and instruction on helping kids with animal care?
Did you watch it, David? Tell me you didn't watch it.
No,
why?
I didn't see it yet. No. Nope.
Okay. That's like one of those. I'm not even going to say. Never mind.
You know that's going to make people want to watch it now, right?
That's why I don't want to talk about it. Great. No. Dang it. David. It was through a friend. It was through a friend, and it was his production company, and they put it together, and then that's it.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay.
David, killing
okay.
me.
That's
I'm
okay.
With you. That's fine.
One of those
That's fine.
Sorry, that you're like, you know, are going to come back to haunt you a little bit. Now everyone's going to watch it. Great.
Say, oops, that's not me.
I know, except that it's like listed on IMDb and it won't get off of there.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Well, can't you ask them to take it off? I mean, after all, it's your IMDb.
I know, right? Well, it's too late now.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. It's fine. What are you gonna
Well, we'll go back to GH. Were you ready for Sabrina's transformation as much as we were?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of, it would get hot under the lights with the glasses on.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I would have liked to just take them off. I really liked her funkiness. I liked her with the glasses. I liked her with the braids and stuff. It was a fun character to play, and it's been interesting finding the transition between the Sabrina then and the Sabrina now. Was I as ready? Yeah, I think so.
Well, we just knew that you were gorgeous under that mask.
Yeah.
So, you know, we wanted to see it. And we wanted Patrick to see it, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were hoping for that.
Yeah. Oh, well, it really was a lot of build-up.
It definitely was.
It's fun. It's fun. I feel like I've gotten to play two different characters on one show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's been through so much in the short amount of time that I've been there, so I've gotten to do so much.
I know.
It's been a lot of fun.
Well, you're still going through a lot with Britt, of course, but if Sabrina and Patrick were in a love triangle with someone else on GH, who would you choose?
Who would I choose?
Mm-hmm.
In a love triangle?
Yeah. Maybe it could be two guys. You fall in love with another guy or another girl, not Britt.
That's funny. I haven't really worked with very many other people. Well, we have the Milo
thing.
Well,
it doesn't have
to
be somebody that you worked with. You know, maybe somebody you'd like to work with.
somebody I would like to work with. Well, I would really like to work with Maurice. I don't know how that would work, but in terms of, like, who I want to work with, yeah, I'd love to work with him. Working with Laura is fantastic. Love Triangle. It was fun working with Drew. I wish that we could have done that a little more.
That would have been great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it would work with Felix, though.
We got to get Felix a Duke.
I know, right? I keep waiting for, Milo to all of a sudden realize he's gay or something after Felix has, you know, chased him for so long.
That's so funny. Who knows? I mean, except for now, you never know which direction they're going to go in. We literally find out their scripts get to us.
That would be funny. That would be really funny. I can't imagine being Milo, you know, Magic Milo. But then again, you know, you can still be Magic Milo with guys, so that works too. Well, would you say you're more like Sabrina the nerd or Sabrina the beauty?
I guess a little of both. I mean, I think everyone has their moments of feeling insecure and feeling shy. I know I definitely do. And then I've got moments where I'm fully confident in what I'm doing and in life. And I think, like, I'm like her in a lot of ways. I feel like you're cast as your essence. For the most part. So a lot of her is me, in a way.
I could see that, because she's not actually, you know, Brit. So I can't imagine you being like a Brit, you know, in real life. So I can see you being a little bit of both as far as Sabrina's concerned.
Yeah, and I think, and you know, everybody has multiple facets to their personality. So that seems to work out.
And we all have a little bit of Brit in us.
Oh, yeah. If you push the right button, she comes out.
Well, I do have one more question, and then I'd like to take a couple calls, if you don't mind. David, do you have any other questions?
Yes, I do. You and a few other daytime stars did a show for Hallmark called The 7-Year Hitch with George Wendt, formerly of Cheers. What was it like working with one of the funniest actors that's been on television?
Well, I was only there for one day, and I worked with two actors. It was a scene where one of the actors was, I was canoodling with him in a country club, and then he gets caught by the other guy. So that was basically my experience with just the two lead guys. I didn't really get that opportunity.
Wow. You never did. Oh, that's too bad.
It was so quick. It was literally just one morning. I was in and out.
So you really never had a chance to feel it.
Yeah.
Pardon?
You really never had a chance to even feel an experience because you were so in and out so quickly.
Exactly, yeah. It was really fast, yeah.
Well, my last question to you is, I read that Kimberly McAuliffe gave you some words of advice. What were they?
She said to not be so hard on myself. We were having a conversation in the hallway once, and she was telling me that she could see me really settling in. There was like a difference. She seemed like a difference between my first day and as it was going along, and I was like, yeah, I think it's been pretty crazy trying to adapt and, you know, wanting to do the scene over and not really getting the chance because we got to move on. She's like, don't be so hard on yourself.
That's good advice.
It's great advice, yeah. That's like, it's easier said than done.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something some days I'm able to do that, but for the most part, I always want to do my best. So it's hard not to be hard on yourself, but you do have to be kind to yourself, obviously, as well as others. But it's a lot easier to be kind to others than giving yourself a break, you know?
Right.
Especially when you're like working, going. Giving yourself a break is kind of hard to do.
Yeah, and you have to look at it this way, too. If you weren't doing something right, you wouldn't still be on, you know, the different shows and things like that. People keep calling you back. I mean, look at GH kept you in mind for over a year.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
You got to look at it that way.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. In performing, you're always looking to get better. So there's never and you're never going to be at the top of your intelligence, you know. You're always striving to be working at the top of your intelligence. But I don't know.
Yeah, well, I think that's really for anybody in life. They always want to do better or learn more, and that's what you should do because life is a learning experience, so you have to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to go ahead and take a couple calls now. I have area code 631. You're live on the air.
Hey, Teresa. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm just calling because we talk on Twitter a lot, so I just figured I'd call and say hi.
Hi, who is this?
Melissa.
Oh, hi, Melissa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Where are you calling from?
New York, Long Island.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I'm just recovering from surgery right now, so.
Oh, my gosh. I had
neck surgery a few weeks ago, and it's not fun.
Oh, my gosh. How is everything going? Is everything going off?
Well, they were supposed to take out two discs. They wound up taking out three. So I was under for about 3 hours. And now for a week. So,
oh, no.
I just figured I'd call and say, you know, hi, because we talk a lot on Twitter, so.
Well, I'm glad you feel well enough to call in. That really means
a lot. Yeah, like, I'm not in pain or anything. It's just the cervical collar I have to wear is pretty annoying.
Right, I'm sure.
So, you inspired me to volunteer at a hospital. I don't know if you remember me telling you that.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Oh, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, they let me go a week later.
Oops. Well, it wasn't the right place.
Nope. So, I'm going to keep volunteering and keep, you know, trying to get a job. You know, I just want to let you know that you inspired me to kind of turn my life around, so.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that means so much. I mean, you know, life is really about giving, and that's really inspirational to me that you're willing to give of your time and volunteer to help others. That's really, really admirable.
Thank you. What's the best thing about working on GH?
The best thing about working on GH is the people. I really love the crew is fantastic. I mean, the cast is great. It's just, I feel like I'm playing but working but playing all the time. So it's a really fantastic group of people that I get to see all the time.
How do you have a scene with Jason Thompson and remember all your lines? Because I would run him over with my wheelchair. I definitely would. Not because I don't like him, but because he's so sexy, I'd forget the control of my chair.
Well, we run our lines. How do I do the scene and not forget my lines with him? Well, we run our lines and we're prepared, and you just really kind of focus in on having that conversation and having it be real.
What do you want to happen with Sabrina and Patrick? Like, do you want them to get married and have kids or no?
Well, I mean, it depends on what the writers want to do. I feel like they're a good match. I feel like they're good for each other in different ways. Sabrina really loves Emma and loves being a part of her life. So in whatever capacity that can be, she'd be thrilled with that. What do I want?
Yeah. Like if you were writing the show.
If I were writing the show, well, it is a soap opera, so you do have to keep the drama going.
Right.
So I would definitely continue writing in the twists and turns, and at some point I would bring Robin back in and see how that played out, because this really does kind of lend itself to an interesting situation where there can be a lot of conflict on many levels. So I guess that's what I would do, is at some point,
definitely,
the closer they get, it would be to bring Robin in.
Definitely. Well, mm-hmm. I'm getting a lot of questions on Facebook as to whether the writers are going to keep Sabrina and Patrick together.
And you're asking me if I know?
Yeah.
I don't know. they're together right now.
Yeah, sure. Well, thank you for taking my call, Teresa.
Oh, thank you, Melissa. I'm glad you're feeling better, and I'm glad your surgery went well. And,
thank you.
Beth, thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Have
Thanks,
a great
Melissa.
Night.
Thanks,
Melissa.
I hope
Pam.
You get well soon.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We'll go ahead and take one more call. Michelle is online.
Hi, Teresa. How are you?
Michelle, I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. My question is, I'm a big Jack Wagner fan.
Yes, he is.
So what was it like to sit there and listen to him sing All I Need?
Oh, it was beautiful. I mean, we got to hear it a few times because we shot it a few times. So it was crazy because being at the Nurses Ball, and it was like a big concert. I mean, watching him and watching Rick Springfield was so much fun. I mean, that was like the funnest week ever when we shot the Nurses Ball. But I mean, everybody on the show has so much talent. So it was fun to see all the talent showcased, and it was very dreamy.
I can't stop watching the YouTube clip. Okay, so I'm like totally addicted to that. So that's what I was like sitting there, like, what can I ask her? And then all of a sudden, it just like popped in my head, because
yeah.
You said you shot that a few times. I wouldn't be able to survive that once. and Pam and David know about like how I'm campaigning to get them back on the show.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yes, I know.
So I just wanted to call and ask you because I watch it and I see how they shoot to like Patrick and Sabrina, and it was just like I have to ask that question.
Yeah. He's a really nice guy, and it's really, it was cool. It was really cool.
Cool.
Well, I think that Jack should come back, and Sabrina and Jack should do a song together, and then Michelle
will
be all in her glory.
Definitely.
That would be something. That would be nice.
So,
anything else?
Have a good night, Teresa, and Pam and David.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Calling in, Michelle,
oh,
and I'll be waiting for you to pick me up.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
She's been packing all day. I told her to come and pack my stuff, pick me up, and we'll thumb it all around. we'll go hitchhiking on vacation. But, yeah, she's a huge fan of Jack Wagner, and that would be so cool if he did come back. And I'd love to see you do a duet with him because you have the most beautiful voice. I mean, I was very shocked to hear you sing, although I guess I shouldn't be because, usually actors do sing.
But you're amazing. Did you take lessons,
oh,
or did that just come
thank
on
you.
Its own?
I sang growing up, and I was pursuing a career in as a recording artist for a while, and so that's what I was doing before I decided to move to acting. So yeah, I've been singing for a long time.
Do you have any, like, albums or singles out or anything like that?
I had a song released on the Material Girls soundtrack years ago. It was a Hillary and Haley Duff movie. I was signed to Interscope Records as part of a girl group, and we got about halfway through the album, and it ended up kind of just dissipating. So we never released our album, but... But, yeah, I've had a lot of experience in that world.
Well, I think you should, you know, pursue that. I mean, if that's something you're still interested in, because
yeah,
I love to play your music. I have a second show that I do. It's Take Two Radio Music, and I play, you know, indie artists on there, any band or any singer that's not signed with a label usually. I play their music on there, and I would play your music in a second.
Oh, thank you.
You're
such
welcome.
A beautiful voice.
Pardon?
Such a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, I definitely at some point I would like to get back into it. Right now I'm just focusing on acting, and that's definitely taking all of my energy. I like to do things 100% instead of half here and half there. So, yeah, at some point I would like to, I think I'll send some music out. Not,
so good. Send it my way if you do. I'd love to.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
Well, we're almost at the top of the hour, and I know David wants to say something before we close out. So go ahead, David.
Okay. Teresa, since you came on the General Hospital set, you set a new standard for me.
Oh.
You are a captivating young woman with or without the glasses.
Oh, my God. David, you're going to make me cry. Thank you. Wow.
You're very welcome.
I say we all agree with that. I mean, we've all fallen in love with you, and I just couldn't be happier that you're on General Hospital. Unfortunately, I don't catch a lot of the shows that you've been on, like iCarly and Teenager, Secret Life of a Teenager, but without having you on a soap, I don't know, I may have somehow or another, you know, come across you on another show at another time, because you'll be acting for a long time. I can see you going far.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes,
thank
you too.
You're welcome. And thank you so much for taking the time to call in. We really enjoyed speaking with you. And please try to get that audition tape from Frank.
I will. Thank you so much. This was a lot of fun. Thank you for taking the time.
You're welcome. And you
You're
enjoy the
welcome.
Rest of your evening, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye. Thanks. Bye.
You know, she's somebody that I could see myself hanging out with. You know, she seems like she's the sweetest person and, you know, a lot of fun to hang out with. She'd be a lot of laughs.
She is. She's just, I know, she's just a sweetheart.
Very sincere. I would believe everything she told me, unlike some other people.
I'm sorry that I put her on the spot about that sensitive material that I spoke about earlier.
Yeah, well, you didn't know. I mean,
I didn't know.
She handled it with grace. It was fine.
Yes.
Don't worry about it. But thank you to those that called in, and thank you for joining us tonight. And I hope you'll join us again tomorrow. We have our guest is at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and his name is Gary Karns. And he's been in quite a few movies. He has definitely a lot of them coming up. And recently He finished a film called the Night Visitor movie, and I had Mark Gantz and Jennifer Blanc Bean and Brianna Davis on for an interview about that movie, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. They just recently got their money on Kickstarter for the post-production of it, and it's kind of like a sci-fi horror thriller kind of thing, but not the gory kind, you know, more like a spooky kind of thing. So that I'll be able to watch. I can't do bloody gory type stuff. Can you, David?
I can do it, but I have to be in the mood.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that kind of stuff I would watch like through my fingers and probably miss half of it because of because of it. I just ooh. But the funny thing is I can sit and watch like on the Discovery Channel, watch like somebody getting operated on. but I can't
watch
funny things in movies. It's too funny.
It's been a while, but I think I can still do that. But
yeah.
I don't choose to.
Right.
But I could do it if I needed to, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, not my first choice. I definitely will watch comedies first. That's my first and foremost. But Gary's been in The Protector, the TV series, Debt Collectors. He's been on Mad World. He's been in Justified. He was in Hero Wanted. So there's quite a few things that you may recognize him from. And his upcoming movies will be Black Butterflies, The Night Visitor, Project Fear, Circus of Dread, Monumental, which is something that he wrote, and it sounds like an unbelievably great movie, and I can't wait till that comes out. And he just got another movie that we'll talk about too as well. So join us tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. If you missed any of our previous guests and you'd like to listen to the podcast, you can do that on my website, take2radio.com. You can do it through Blog Talk. You can do it on iTunes and also Stitcher, which is an app for mobile devices, and it's free on there as well. And don't forget to follow us on Blog Talk. They'll send you an email each and every time that we have a guest scheduled so that way you don't miss your favorites. And please call in when we have them. Don't be afraid or don't be shy. You can tell they just love to talk to everybody. Also follow us on Twitter at Take2Radio. That's with the number 2. You can follow David and Sabina, my other co-host, at Take2Radio Crew. And also you can follow them on their private Twitters as well. It's David's is at Site Advocate, and Sabina's is at Saflyn77. That's S-A-F-L-Y-N-N 77. And I think I pretty much covered everything else. If those of you that may not know, on my Take Two Radio Music show the other day, last Friday, I interviewed a UK band called The Room, and also Hunter Tyler called in. She was on there for a good 30 minutes. The band's lead singer, Martin, has a son that has retinoblastoma, which is an eye cancer for children. And he lost both of his eyes. And Hunter Tyler has a daughter, Katja, that had one of her eyes removed from the same disease. So they spoke about that. So if you'd like to listen to it, you can look it up on Blog Talk under Take Two Radio Music, or you can go to take2radiomusic.com and listen to the podcast there. And with that, I'm going to say thanks again to everybody, and thank you, David, for joining me tonight.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's been a pleasure, as always.
Yes, it is. It has been. Me too.
Thanks. And everybody, we'll see you again tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern. Take care and have a good night. God bless.
God bless you, everybody.